This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today from Monday, March 2, written by Norman Brown. Walking the Ancient Paths, from Jeremiah 6. Ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Always on the frontier of the future, we strain to peer through the veil to see what's coming. But of course we can't. Cell phones, laptops, tablets, even the best technology cannot help us see what will happen next. The path ahead is shrouded in the fog of the future. God's people have always been prone to wander from the path He prescribes. Lent calls us back to the ancient paths, to the good life of learning to love God and live together. God's ancient paths point the way to salvation. God's way also leads to what the writer of Hebrews called a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Lent calls us to give up life on our terms and to receive with gratitude what cannot be earned, God's grace, which is rest for our souls. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." God's way began in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve went astray, and it leads all the way to heaven. Jesus died at Calvary and rose from His tomb to put us back on track. He's given us a way to stay there, and when we wander, to correct our course with His help through the Holy Spirit. This is the life of a spiritually disciplined disciple. Will you pray with me? Lord, show us the ancient paths, the way back to You, and how to follow Your leading to eternal life through Christ and by Your Spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.